Order, order.
Parliament is still under urgency debating the Auckland Super City Council bill that's expected to be passed through its third and final stage around midday on Thursday. Meanwhile, the government's allowed a break in urgency to allow question times in return for the opposition's agreement to limit debate on the committee stage of the local government Auckland Council bill to 16 hours. And although the Greens' Matera Ture had plenty of questions for Energy Minister Gerry Brownlee, he decided to sit on his answer to this one about his intention to investigate mining of conservation land.
Isn't it the case that Kiwis already know how blessed we are? Already know that our magnificent conservation places are like gold to the New Zealand economy, and are aghast that his attempts to plunder those areas for fool's gold and dirty coal.
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
But Mr Brownlee kept his seat, drawing a protest from Matera Ture.
Point of order, sir. The Minister has at least to attempt to answer a question properly put to him by another Member of Parliament.
The Speaker seemed to agree.
Unless the Minister considers not to be in the public interest, he should answer the question. I call the Honourable Gerry Brownlee. The Minister clearly has nothing to say in response to the question.
If the Minister is simply speechless because he cannot address...
The Member will resume her seat immediately.
Lockwood Smith then upheld the Minister's right to remain silent, drawing in the opposition's shadow leader of the House, Darren Hughes.
Mr Speaker, we're in unusual territory now. I think this is the first time in this term of Parliament that a Minister has sat and refused to even get up and make any contribution to a question put to them. You accepted that question as being in order, so there's nothing wrong procedurally with the question put by Matera Ture.
But Lockwood Smith quoted rulings by previous speakers, saying ministers did not have to answer questions, although Matera Ture's co-leader, Russell Norman, referred the Speaker to a more recent ruling.
By Speaker Wilson from 2008, where she repeats the standing order in which she says a minister must give an answer if it can be done consistently with the public interest.
Russell Norman asked the Speaker to reconsider, but Lockwood Smith responded by inviting the Green co-leader to take a closer look at his colleague's question.
And just think a little further about it, that if members want to get answers to questions in this House, they should ask questions and not make political statements. Half the questions contain more political statement than question, and I will be much more supportive of trying to ensure that an answer is given where questions are asked. Now, I just invite him to read his colleague's supposed question.
Other questions included this one for John Key from the ACT Party's David Garrett.
A supplementary to the Prime Minister. Is it correct that the deal he announced with the Māori Party on Monday is only an agreement to get the bill to select committee and not into law? And if so, what does he think it's going to cost to consummate the deal?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, that's absolutely correct. But actually, I'm extremely confident that over time we will reach an agreement, a long-term agreement, with the Māori Party's support and the support of United Future to see the legislation passed into law. And the reason for that... And the reason for that... Well, there's one thing I don't want to do is consummate anything with you, Trevor, that's for sure.
Order.
I can't imagine what the holidays would be like, but not a hell of a lot of fun, I would have thought.
Good, right. I think we've had enough of that exchange.
Moving quickly from that exchange between the Prime Minister and Labour's Trevor Mallard to this one between John Key as the Minister responsible for Ministerial Services and Labour's Pete Hodgson.
If the Honourable Bill English has no pecuniary interest in his ministerial residence, then how come this email of March the 19th shows Mr English telling Ministerial Services which bank account to put the money into?
The Honourable Prime Minister. The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, it is a legal test of whether someone has a pecuniary interest or not, and Mr English has no pecuniary interest.
The Honourable Pete Hodgson. Point of order.
Pete Hodgson got leave to table the email before once again asking Mr Key if he planned to open his deputy's family trust to public scrutiny.
Speaker, no, I don't think that's a good idea. And I would caution the member
that if he wants to have an open disclosure of every trust document and every superannuation of every single member of Parliament, that would be a very interesting road to go down.
Debate on the Local Government Auckland Council Amendment Bill resumed after question time and is set to continue through to midnight. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.